North Dakota State or former North Dakota State cornerback Marcus Williams, All-American cornerback for NDSU, the FCS all-time leader in interceptions returned for touchdowns. Marcus currently getting ready for the East-West Shrine Game, and this game is going to help put him more in the spotlight in NFL minds, NFL teams' minds as far as draft is concerned. And Marcus, how is preparation for this game going?
Preparation is going pretty well. I'm here on the West team, and we have a lot of great players around here. We've been practicing every single day, watching film. A little bit, some of the same stuff that we do at North Dakota State, but it's a little different here. A lot of coaches are watching us, so we're just getting prepared and ready for the game tomorrow.
What are they working on with you specifically for this game, Marcus?
Really just working on my footwork, really. It's a different type of game where we can't play press, so we have to play off the whole time. So, I mean, I'm just working on my footwork, I'm working on reading the quarterback, reading my receiver as well. So, I mean, it's different things that they teach you.
What's the reason behind why you can't play a press coverage against the other team?
I don't know. It's just because it's an all-star game. They want to see how good you can work with in space, really. So, I mean, it's going to help me out a lot to show guys that I can also play off coverage and also play press as well.
What have you noticed about yourself that you've gotten better with as the off season has gone on and getting ready for this Shrine game?
Studying opponents, really. And picking up on defense as well. I mean, when I came down here, I learned that at NDSU, man, we do a lot of the same things that other teams and other coaches are coaching. So, I mean, when I came down here, it was easy for me to pick up the defense because it was a lot of the things that we did when I was playing for NDSU.
Now, you signed with the Institute for Athletes out of Minneapolis. What was the reason behind that? Was it because it's close to your home area, or did they just kind of give you the best pitch as far as here's what we're going to do to try and get you prepared for the NFL?
Yeah, they gave me a more of the best pitch. I met with a lot of agents throughout the process, but when I met with these guys and Blake Barras is my agent that I signed with, and he told me everything that was going to go on and how it was going to go on and what he was going to do to make sure that I had the best opportunity to be successful in the NFL and preparing for the NFL as well.
When you were getting ready for the NFL, or as you've been getting ready for the NFL, I should say, what is the one thing that your trainer and maybe your agent and some other people around have said, Marcus, this is the one thing that you need to work on specifically if you're going to get a chance to get into the NFL?
Really just working on my speed, really. Just making sure my 40 is down. So I've been doing a lot of speed work, a lot of speed drills, and a lot of different techniques just to make sure that once the 40 comes, I'll be in perfect condition for it and make the right stride so I can get my time down and that a team could see that I can also run as well.
What is your 40 at currently?
Currently, they're a 4.52.
And what do they think?
I just ran the other day.
And what do you
think?
Go ahead.
No, they think that's pretty good so far. They say just get it there, no higher, though. But if I can get it lower, which I know that I can, that will be great for me.
Is that the fastest you've ever run the 40 in?
Since I hurt my leg, yeah.
How much is that leg injury kind of setting you back a little bit? You did it against Illinois State. You kind of tweaked your knee a little bit. Was it a lot worse than we were kind of led on to believe?
No, I mean, it wasn't that bad at all. I mean, I just had to make sure that I had enough recovery, too. I mean, that's why I missed a few games and didn't rush anything back. But, I mean, it's not holding me back. It's just, I just had to keep working with it, keep going down with it, and showing these guys that with the injury, now that it's healed up 100% now, that now I can keep going and get my speed back and showing the scouts that my 40 time will drop after this.
Your senior season, talk to me about that. I got the impression that a lot of people felt you struggled a little bit in your senior season. Do you think that's a fair assessment of how you played your senior year?
No, I actually felt that I had a pretty good year. I mean, all my coaches said it. Coach Bo actually told me that this is probably my best season just because it's just not on the field but off the field. I mean, just being a leader, helping guys out with anything, understanding the defense more, just to be in positions to make plays. I mean, I mean, when I was out there, I didn't get as many opportunities this year that I did the year before. With quarterbacks not looking to my side and all like that, but I felt this year wasn't a letdown year at all for me.
We're talking with Marcus Williams, former cornerback for NDSU, preparing for the East-West Shrine Game, which is this Saturday. You can watch it on the NFL Network, Marcus, with a host of college football seniors out there getting ready for the NFL draft. Marcus, has you been told at all that, you know, you could be picked as high as this or you could go as low as this? Has that been talked to you? Have you been talked to about that at all?
Yeah, I've been talked that I can be picked as low as probably third, fourth round, and up to seventh. So, I mean, it's going to be a busy few days when draft day comes, and I'm just excited to get a chance to play wherever, man. Once I get a chance, I told those scouts that I'm going to go out there and work hard and do my best to make sure that they didn't take anything for granted, because I'm going to go out there and do my best and work hard for every opportunity that I have.
Now, you're on the West team, and the West team has some players that we're probably familiar with, namely Tyler Starr. What have you noticed about the guy from South Dakota that has made him such a solid linebacker in years with the Coyotes?
He is actually sitting next to me right now, but, I mean, just the way – I mean, just how big he is, really. I mean, he's 6'4", 6'5", at linebacker, and we haven't had a guy that big in a while. And then he also can run, too. And when you see he can play DN, he can play outside linebacker. And his biggest asset is rushing the passer. And with his speed and his size, you can see why he was so good and why he made as many plays as he did.
Looking on the East roster, is there anybody that you look at and go, boy, this is going to be a fun matchup for me to go one-on-one with this guy and show what kind of skills I can display?
I haven't really to check the roster out, really. We've been so focused, but I heard their quarterback from Eastern Illinois is there, and it'll be a good chance to see how good he actually is in person. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to watching him play.
What are practices like for you guys? Take us through a typical day when you're getting ready for this. How long have you been preparing for this week, and what is a typical practice day for you guys?
Well, we have a 2-hour practice. Start off with warm up, stretch, everybody getting loosed up. Then we go through walkthroughs on special teams, and then we do team walkthrough as well. And then from there, we get going with just group work, individuals working on DB drills, back pedals, and getting out of your breaks. And then we'll have another group session, a full team, which we'll do. It don't matter if it's inside run or we'll do some pass. Just switch that up with a both. And then we'll do some 7-on-7. We'll get some 1-on-1s in as well. It's been exciting this week. And then we'll do more special teams. And then after that, we'll end it with some team and then 2-minute drill at the end.
Who are you working with, Moch? Pardon me. Who are you working with the most when it comes to the coaches?
Well, our defensive back coach is Otis Smith. He played safety in the league for a few years, and he's been a great person to look up to this whole week. I mean, he's been helping me out with my alignment and getting set up with things and how things are going to be different from college and in the NFL. So he's been helping us out a lot and getting me prepared.
What has he given you that you say, hey, if you do this, this is going to help you out a lot, or you're doing this wrong, maybe if you switch it up a little? Is there anything specific he's told you that you could do better?
Yeah, I mean, just working on my alignment because the hash marks changed from college to NFL. They're more shorter. So working on alignment on receivers, and also just keeping my eyes right, reading from the quarterback to the receiver. And it's just little things that he just helps me out with, getting in and out of my breaks quicker instead of making any false steps, stuff like that. He's helped a lot. And also he's helped out with a lot of off-the-field things, too, with financial advisors and agents and all that stuff to look out for.
Is there anything about the game that you know is going to be a lot different? I mean, they talk about the speed, but are there the small things that us as fans would notice about this, kind of like the NFL game compared to the college game, that you're going, boy, I really need to prepare for that in specific?
Bigger receivers, too. I mean, the size of the game and bigger receivers that can run the ball a lot faster. So going against these guys, I'm going to have to be more physical and get more stronger, because this guy is 6'6", 6'5", that can run 4.40 and stuff, so I'm gonna have to guard. So I know it's gonna be. I'm gonna have to get used to that and get prepared.
Now, you talked about special teams a lot. Are you going to be returning kicks at all?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how the depth chart is on that, but I've been returning punts and kickoff returns this whole week.
Is that part of your game that, you know, you didn't return punts in college that often? It was every once in a while, and kicks were kind of once in a while. Is that part of your game where you feel you could have an advantage over other cornerbacks, saying, you know, I can do the coverage stuff, I can do all this, but here's part of my game where I'm explosive and dynamic at?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my coaches back at North Dakota State always told me that the cornerback is going to be my job, but also you can go in at special teams. A lot of teams and coaches will like that, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take advantage of it because I know my abilities and what I can do with the ball in my hand and catching punts and catching kickoff returns. And it's always fun to get the ball in your hands as well and make some plays.
Give us one guy to watch for on Saturday that we wouldn't know about. If we weren't watching this game, give us a name out there that you're going to go, this guy's going to surprise you.
John Brown, receiver from Pitt State, the D2. He's pretty quick and he's pretty fast, and he's been doing great all week. So he'll be a great guy to look out for.
Have you been in contact with old teammates, Billy Turner, Brock Jensen, and asking them how their process getting to the NFL is going?
Yep, I talked to Brock and Billy not too long ago. Billy's actually getting ready to go down to Mobile for the Senior Bowl, and Brock's out in San Diego working out. So, I mean, I wish those guys the best, and they're doing fabulous well. And hopefully we can make some noise in this draft day.
Now, looking forward, I know I had talked to your trainer beforehand. He said that we prepare Marcus for specific instances. It's not just a broad landscape. It's what he's going to work on the most in the East-West Shrine Game. After this, what are you going to be preparing for the most when it comes to the NFL Combine?
Yeah, like I said before, just the 40 and get my footwork down and the cone drills and just make sure I'm explosive. I mean, that's the main thing. I just got to keep going on and keep working on to make sure I'm fit and ready for that.
Well, Marcus, I appreciate you spending the time with us. It's been a busy week for you, but exciting. I know that much. It should be a lot of fun. What time is the game? What time is kickoff? And I know people can check it out on NFL Network, but what time are you guys going to be starting this thing?
We'll be starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time here, so 3 o'clock back there. So it'll be a fun time to go out there and showcase our talent and show these boys what Indian shit is all about.
It should be fun. Marcus Williams, thank you again so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks a lot, man. Nice talk to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Marcus Williams, a cornerback, used to be with NDSU, of course, graduated an All-American with North Dakota State University. The guy needs to work on speed. I asked him a question a couple times. He gave me the same answer a couple times. It's speed. He needs to work on his speed. Runs a 4.5 40 currently. Needs to get that up a little bit. And that's one thing that if you go into training, getting ready for the NFL, and if you can figure out what your weakness is, you can go, okay, we're going to work on this specifically. It sounds like from what his trainers and what his coaches and his agents are telling him that, you know, you could go as high as the third, you could go as low as the seventh, but here's the one thing we're going to work on. Your technique is down pretty solid. You got to work on a few little things that we know you can do as an athlete. We all know his ball skills are unbelievable. I mean, the guy is an all-time record holder for NDSU when it comes to interceptions, and of course in the FCS when it comes to returning interceptions for touchdowns. Those are two parts of the game that are really tough to teach. You can always be in great position, but as far as coming down with the picks, that's a lot of natural ability that Marcus shows there. And now, with an opportunity, playing the East-West Shrine Game, a 3 o'clock central kickoff. You can check that out on the NFL Network. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to see how these NDSU players like Billy Turner and Brock Jensen prepare and get ready for the NFL. And it'll be a lot of fun to follow these guys as they move along.